So have you heard the saying, a katana folded 1,000 times can cut through a building, or in this case, a diamond, or pretty much anything?
你不知道你是不是听说过一把千锤万炼造就的武士刀可以穿透一个建筑物，也可以说可以穿透一颗钻石或者其他任何东西。
Some fans of Japanese culture, like some of your kids, are fanatical about these Japanese swords, the katanas. They consider it the king of all swords.
有很多日本文化的那个粉丝们，就像我们的孩子，他们对这个刀是有日本的武士刀有非常大的热情，他们觉得它是刀中之王。They
believe that the Japanese swordsmiths made the perfect swords, so much so that a quality katana can even cut through another sword.
这些日本文化的喜爱者，他们认为这个日本的刀匠造了一把非常非常完美的刀，以至于这把刀可以把其他的兵器都砍断。Well,
that's not true in the slightest. Still, I like the sentiment.
虽然这一点都不是真实的，但是我还是喜欢这种想象力。And
I believe we can learn a lot from this process, or by the process from which these swords were made.
但是我们可以从这点剑被造就的过程当中学到很多东西。First,
a bit of history.
现在我们先讲一点点武士刀的历史。The
Japanese were basically stuck on their island during ancient times, and there wasn't much iron to be found.
其实在古代的时候，那日本人在那个小岛国上，小的岛国上，对。 他们其实没有什么铁的东西的。The
best source of iron they had was this black iron sand.
他们其实也许只有那点黑黑的那种铁矿砂。It
was mixed with a whole bunch of impurities that you don't want in a sword.
但是这点铁矿砂有很多那个杂质，你肯定是不想要这点杂质在你的刀里头。So
that it melted down in order to create iron and steel.
但所以呢，他们要 把这点铁矿砂把它融化以后，就变成造成那个铁根或者是钢。So
unfortunately, their forges weren't very good, so it doesn't get rid of all the impurities, which you can see through in the slag metal that appears.
但是那个时候他们的铸造技术其实是很差劲的，他们做不到把里头的那个杂质都去掉，所以呢，在这个他们造那时候造出来铁上面，你可以看见很多的那个矿渣。
So how do they make high quality swords out of that?
那他们怎么从这么破的一块铁矿铁的那个块里头造出一把非常高级的那个武士刀呢？
Well, they temper it and they forge it. Then they fold the metal upon itself again and again, up to 20 times.
他们怎么做的呢？就是他们用不断的铸造跟回炉，他们把那块金属反复的折进它自己里头，再敲打，一直到大概差不多20次。
And through months, even years of hard work, tempering, forging, and hammering.
这个过程要经过几个月甚至几年，他们不断的回炉铸造敲打。
Out comes a beautiful katana blade, a work of art as well as a deadly weapon.
最后就这个这样一把，就像这个很漂亮的那个武士刀的刀锋就被造出来了。这真是一种艺术品，也是一件非常厉害的杀人武器。So
even back then, even with the poor source material they had, they were still able to create a sword that is a match for any other steel sword in history.
所以在那个时候，他们虽然他们的资源很不好，但是他们可以从里头造出非常好的一把剑。
And they did it with lots of dedication and hard work.
他们能完成这些是因为他们工作非常努力，也有下定了非常大的决心。
Through back-straining pumps for the forge fire and arm-wielding hammers to strike the steel.
那个时候他们也很努力地拉那个风箱去把那个火烧旺，然后他们还要非常努力地在那里用锤子敲打。
And I believe this sword making process is actually a good analogy for our lives.
其实这个造这个武士刀的那个过程，也是对我们生命的成长，其实也是个很好的借鉴。
Many times we face hard, painful situations and heartbreaking events.
因为很多时候我们面对着我们非常艰难的时候，我们可能环境是很痛苦的，甚至我们有心碎的那个时间。
For most of us, we wish that these things would never happen to us.
虽然我们大多数人，我们都不希望这些事情在我们生命当中发生。
But these are the forge fires that temper our souls, through which we can come out stronger.
但是这些不好的时光、不好的事情，其实就像那个炉火一样。使我们的灵魂跟我们灵魂我们变得更强壮。
If we endure, our hearts and our lives can be forged into something beautiful.
如果我们忍受过去这些时光，我们的心和心心灵和我们的生命就会变铸造成更加的美丽。
But if not, the fires can burn us and make us bitter and broken.
如果我们不能忍受过这么多的艰苦的时光的时候，可能这种试炼的火就把我们烧成苦毒和破碎。
It all depends upon how we respond to these trials that come into our lives.
这其实就在乎我们怎么对这些不好的事情，在我们生命当中不好的事情如何去反应这些如何回应这点事情。
So that's what I want to talk to you about today.
这就是我要今天要讲的。
How should we react to the painful trials that enter into our lives?
这就是我今天要讲的，就是我们对生命当进入我们生命的那点痛苦的试炼，我们如何去反应。
Why don't you turn with me to the text in James chapter 1?
我们今天讲的经文是那个雅各书第一章一到十八节。
Since we already read it, we're just going to skip right to the sermon.
因为我们已经读过了，所以我们就不读这个经文。
So based on this passage,We'll first talk about what the purpose of trials are in our lives.
就从这个经文来说，我先要给大家分享一下，为我们生命当中有这些试炼的目的在何在。
Then where does the temptations come from?
然后我们再要讲一下这点试炼从哪里来。
And finally, we'll talk about how we should react to these painful situations that arise.
然后最后我们谈一下我们应该如何回应这些生命当中痛苦的状况。
So let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father,
我们亲爱的天父，
we thank you for your word.
我们真的是感谢你给我们你的话语。
We ask that you open our hearts and our minds to you now.
我们祷告你能开我们的眼，开我们的心。
Help us understand your word and apply it to our lives.
带领我们明白你的话语，并把这些话语活在我们生活当中。
We thank you and praise you.
我们对一切，我们感谢你，我们也赞美你。
In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray.
我们以耶稣基督名求。Amen.
So our first point, we're going to answer the question, what is the purpose of trials in our lives?
首先我们谈一谈这个我们生命当中有这些试炼的目的何在。
The answer is, the hard times we go through builds character and makes us stronger.
这个回答就是当我们走过这些艰难的时候，我们的品德就会被建立起来，我们也变得更加坚强。
Verse 3 and 4 of the text says, The testing of your faith produces perseverance. Let perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything.
这里第三、第四节说，因为知道你们的信心经过试验，就生忍耐，但忍耐也当成功，使你们成全完备，毫无欠缺。
Just like the forge fire that a blacksmith uses refined metal,
就像就像这个就像那点刀匠用火去炼净这个金属一样。
The pain, the suffering, the tough times that we go through are the crucible that refines our souls.
我们所经过的这些痛苦，我们这些痛苦跟我们的这些痛苦的时光很难艰难的时候，就像一个熔炉把我们炼净。
However, it's not just the fire and the heat that is needed to refine us.
但是仅仅有火跟热是不能把东西炼净。
If all you have is fire, you only end up with the impurities bubbling up from the surface.
Like 如果我们生活当中只有火，那我们我们可能就是只能把我们生命当中不好的杂质弄到表面来。
It's what the blacksmiths call slag, worthless metal.Impurities that actually weaken the steel.
如果单单有火，就像这块铁，就是铁匠就叫它 有很多矿渣在这个田上面，所以这个因为它有很多的杂质，只是跑到了表面，所以它是没有用的。
And it's the same with us. In times of stress and trouble, when we have all kinds of bad things come at us.
这就像我们生命当中一样，当我们有很多的压力跟不幸的事情的时候，我们
It's easy for us for the ugliness inside of us to come to the surface.
我们就会把我们内心的很多不好的东西翻到表面上来。
That's why when we're tired, when one problem arises after another, we tend to lose it.
这我们有的时候，这就是为什么有的时候我们觉得很疲惫啊。当我们面对一个又一个的问题的时候
，We get angry, we yell, we curse, we throw things, we kick the dog, we slap the cat.
我们有的时候就是变得非常的愤怒、易怒。我们高声的叫嚷，我们对人诅咒别人，我们扔东西，我们打狗又踢猫。
No, the fires of trials itself don't purify us. It only brings out all the dirtiness inside.
所以，如果单单我们生命当中只有那个试炼的烈火的时候，它并不能使我们的更加的纯洁，它只能把我们里头不好东西拿到里头东西翻到外面来。
However, that's why we need the hammer.
这就是为什么其实我们还要除了这个火之外，还需要一把锤子。
The folding and forging process literally pounds the purities out.
这个就像那块铁匠把它不断的折回锤打，然后把那点不好的杂质锤出来。
You can imagine all the sparks that fly off when a blacksmith smashes the metal with a hammer.
如果你见过这个打铁的话，你会看见一锤锤打下去，有很多火星会飞出来。
That's actually molten slag flying off.
这个其实这飞出去的火星，其实就是被融化的矿渣。
And that is similar to the process that God uses to refine us as well.
其实这跟神把我们炼净的过程很相像。
But all that hammering, pounding, smashing is not pleasant, especially if we're talking about our lives.
如果我们讲到生命的话，我们生命的话，我们会即使我们都知道这些锤炼锤打，其实都是非常痛苦的。
You ever hear the phrase "What does not kill you only makes you stronger"?
我不知道你是不是听见过这么样一种说法：如果任何事情没有最终杀死你的话，你就变得更加的坚强。
Well, that's only half true.
但是其实这只是有一半是对的。
See, there's actually two results that can occur when we encounter hardship.
其实如果我们讲当我们面对不幸的艰难的时候的时候，可能有两种结果。
The first is we can become hard and bitter, in effect becoming that piece of slag.
第一种情况，我们可能变得顽梗，变得苦毒，就像那块有很多矿渣的金属。
The slag is not strong; it is hard but brittle.
但是如果一块金属有了那点矿渣，它不是坚硬。它不是那个不是牢坚固，它不是坚固，它只是变得坚硬和脆弱。
The swords have impurities in them, they shatter when attacking another sword.
如果一把剑里头有杂质的话，当它跟另外兵器相交接相交的话，它就会相击打的时候，它就会被折断。
And it can happen to us as well.
这也可能在我们生命当中发生。
We become hard and bitter. Our ugliness are on the surface, and brittle when faced with stress.
当我们变得顽固、变得苦毒的时候，我们的内心的非常不丑恶的东西会来到表面，我们就变得脆，非常脆。这样的话，当我们面对那个压力的时候，就变得非常脆弱。
But there can be another response.
但是我们其实也可以知道，可以有另外一种反应的。
And that's you become strong, you endure.
这就是你变得更加的坚强，然后可以忍受过这一切。
See, that's what perseverance is, enduring the face of hardship, which leads you to become mature and complete.
这就是这个经文说的，这所谓的忍耐。忍耐就是我们忍受过这些艰难的时光，然后就把我们自己变得更加成全和完备。
You know, sometimes I think about all the hardships that happened to me when I was younger.
有的时候我就在想，当我年轻的小的时候，我经过的这一切的痛苦的事情。
My family moved to America with no money, no job, not knowing anyone.
当我们家庭 移民到美国来的时候，我们啊没有钱，没有工作，也不知道，也不认识任何人。
For the first 10 years of my life here, we actually lived below the poverty line.
我的前第一个十年在美国的生活是在贫困下以下，贫困线以下。
I got bullied in school, and because I didn't know English.
在学校里，同学也欺负我，因为我其实英语不太好。
And you know what? I realized that if I didn't have these experiences back then, I would be missing whole swaths of who I am today.
其实，但是当我回想这件事情的时候，我其实知道，如果没有这点艰难的时光，我就不是今天的我。
See, that's because as hard as these times were, it tempered me. It forced me into something stronger, more mature. They are a part of what makes me complete.
因为这些不好的事情，当时可能是非常非常的难受的，但是这些锻炼了我，铸造了我，它帮助我成长，帮助我成全，成为我今天的我。
See, without those experiences, I'd be a very different person, even more arrogant, a lot meaner, with no sympathy or compassion.
所以如果没有这些过去的经历的话，也许我是一个很不一样的人，也许更傲慢，也许更粗鲁，也许没有同情心。
Sometimes you just need to pound out the arrogance, the meanness, and all the other ugly impurities within a person.
其实很多时候，我们是需要把我们里头的傲慢、粗鲁，还有其他不好的、很丑恶的杂质被捶打出来。
And that's what trials do for us. It makes us better people.
这就是试炼对我们最后做的事情，就是把我们变成一个更好的人。
And that is the purpose of trials and hard times that we encounter, to make us more like Christ, to make us mature Christians.
这就是，其实就是试炼的，试炼和困难，在我们生命当中的目的，这就是使我们更像耶稣，我们成为，也帮助我们成为更成熟的基督徒。
So on to our second point, where do temptations come from?
那我们现在讲第二点，就是这些试探试炼从哪里来？
The answer is found in verse 13 to 15.
其实这个答案是在第13到15节当中。
When tempted, no one should say, God is tempting me, for God cannot be tempted by evil, nor does he tempt anyone. But each person is tempted when they are dragged away by their own evil desires and enticed. And after desire has conceived, it gives birth to sin, and sin, when it is full grown, gives birth to death.
十三节这样说，人被试探，不可说我是被神试探，因为神不能被恶试探，他也不试探人。但个人被试探，乃是被自己的私欲牵引诱惑的。私欲既怀了胎，就生出罪来；罪既长成，就生出死来。
In other words, temptations come from our distrust of God's goodness.
所以我们可以这样说，其实我们的试探是来自于我们对神的良善的。
Look at the
不信任。
Look at the next two verses.
那我们现在再看一下后面两节。
16, don't be deceived, my dear brothers and sisters. Every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of the heavenly lights, who does not change like shifting shadows.
亲爱的兄弟们，不要看错了，各样美善的恩赐和各样全备的赏赐都是从上头来的，从中光之父那里降下来的，在他并没有改变，也没有转动的影儿。
The point of these verses are when we don't truly believe that God is good, that he wants to give us good and perfect gifts.
这些经文告诉我们，很多时候我们其实不相信神是好的，他要给我们最好的东西。
Then we start to look for ways to get what we want on our own.
因为这样我们就走偏信己路，走自己的路，要去找我们的东西。
That's what it means when it says in verse 15 that after desire has conceived, it gives birth to sin.
这就像15节说的，私欲既怀了胎，就生出罪来。
So when temptations come our way,
所以当试验来到我们面前的时候，
backstabbing your coworker to get ahead, fudging your numbers on your tax returns, lying to your wife, screaming at your husband, watching bad things on the internet.
所以当试验来的时候，当我们走自己路的时候，我们就可能对同事背后捅刀子，以至于我们可以超过他们，或者我们在那个做那个税的时候做点手脚，或者是我们对自己的先生太太说谎，甚至在网上看一些不好的东西。
s See, we blame God and say, you know, why did God put that in front of me?
然后呢, 我们就抱怨上帝说, 为什么你把这些不好的东西放在我的眼前呢?
Or why didn't God stop me if he doesn't want me to do it?
或者再说另外一个说法, 就是当我做这些事情的时候, 为什么上帝你不阻止我?
But the verses say that God can't be tempted, nor can he tempt anyone.
但是这个经文却是说, 上帝不能被试探, 他也不试探人。
Which means it's not God's doing, it's ours.
这就告诉我们这不是上帝在做什么事，而是我们自己在做。
When temptation comes our way, we give in because we don't believe that there will be anything better in the coming future.
当试探来到我们面前的时候，我们经常就向他投降，我们觉得我们在将来是没有更好的东西来，我们会来从上帝那里来。
We don't trust that God can provide for our future or that God can change this situation.
我们失去了对上帝的信任，我们觉得上帝不会在将来对我们有更好的供应，我们也觉得上帝不会改变这个状况。
Like our problems in marriage, or that God can't find us a better job, or that God is keeping us from all the fun that everyone else is having.
我们觉得上帝不能改变我的生命，婚姻，我也觉得上帝不会给我找到一个更好的工作。
See, we don't want to wait. We think that right now is the best chance we'll ever have.
我们失去了耐心去等待，我们老是觉得现在我们就要做自己的事情，现在就是最好的时间去改变这一切。
So our desire for what's in front of us, coupled with our lack of faith in God, gives birth to temptation.
所以当我们有这个私欲，觉得看着眼前的东西，然后我们对上帝有缺乏信心。
Then we give in to sin when the opportunity arises.
这两者加起来就使我们生出了试探，我们就当我们又有机会的时候，我们就犯罪。
And that is where temptations come from our own desires.
这就是试探从哪里来，其实试探是从我们自己的私欲而来。
Although those desires might be good, see, what we want isn't always bad.
也许这些，即使我们这些愿望并不一定是，也许是好的，也许不一定是永远是坏的。Yet
our lack of faith in the goodness of God that He will give us all these things in His perfect timing.
但是问题在于我们缺乏，我们失去了对上帝良善的信心，也就是说，上帝在他最好的时间会给我们最好的东西。And
also our inability to wait on Him.
然后我们就失去了耐心，我们再也不能等待他。Then
those desires cause us to sin.
这个时候的这些的私欲才让我们犯罪。Which
means we can't blame God when we do fall into temptation because God is not the author of sin.
这就是说，我们不能，当我们落入了试探当中的时候，我们不可以抱怨上帝，因为上帝不是罪的始作俑者。
Rather, is our desire from within us and our need to take control of our own destiny, which gives birth to temptation, then to sin.
其实是我们内心的欲望，我们想要对我们将来目的的控制，这才是造成了我们有进入试探并犯罪。
So let's finish with our application for today.
来，最后我们讲一下这个今天的应用。
How should we react to the trials and temptations that come our way?
我们面对这些试探试炼，我们如何的反应？
The answer is consider it a challenge. Consider them an opportunity to be more like Jesus.
我的回答是把它当作一个挑战，当作一个机会来让我们更像主耶稣基督。
Consider it a challenge that once you clear it, you can become more mature as a Christian.
把它当作一个挑战，就是当我们把这些挑战过去的时候，我们就会成为更成熟的基督徒。See,
when you face hard times in your life, when you get clobbered by life.
当我们面对生活当中艰难的时候，当我们被生活重重打击的时候。Maybe
you lose someone you love, you get betrayed by a close friend, you get an illness, you lose your job.
也许你失去了一个亲人，也许你被最好的朋友背叛你，也许你得了 重病，也许你失去了工作。
See, whatever the situation, whatever the trial,
不管情况和试探怎么样，
consider it a challenge, an opportunity that can be used to temper your soul and forge you into something stronger.
我们应该把它当作一个挑战，而且是一个机会，它可以使我们，我们被铸造成一个更坚强的人。
These times of trials and times of temptations are part of the events in your life that God is using to forge you into a mature Christian.
其实这些我们生活当中、生命当中的艰难跟试探，都是神用来把我们铸造成一个更成熟的基督徒。
But as I said, these trials and temptations only make us stronger if we persevere through them and withstand the forge fires.
但是就像我刚才说的，当我们面对这些试探的时候，只有当我们靠神忍耐过去的时候，我们在这些试炼火当中坚强站立过去的时候，我们才可能成为一个更坚强的人。
Giving into temptation does not actually make you stronger. It's only giving into your weakness, like a sword being shattered.
如果我们对试探投降的话，那不会使我们成为更坚强的人，它反而使我们更脆弱，就像那把剑会被折断。
Giving up in the middle of a trial doesn't make you strong or mature or complete. Only makes you bitter with all the slag and ugliness bubbling up.
如果在试探当中半途而废的，也不会使我们更成全和完备。它只会使我们变成一个苦读的人，就像我们生命当中有很多杂质被泛出来。就成为一块有矿渣的金属。
In order to grow strong, you need to stand firm under the heat and pressure.
如果我们要成为一个坚强的人，我们要坚定的站立，我们就要在这个灼热和压力下坚定的站立。
You have to go through all the pounding, the smashing, the pummeling of the forging process so that you can be refined.
我们一定要走过这些被捶打的这些铸造的过程。我们变得更加的纯洁。
Something my seminary professor once told me, stay with me.
我记得我的神学院的教授曾经告诉我的一句话，我至今记忆犹新。
He said, the older I grow, the more I believe that the purpose of life is not to be deep in a few things, but rather to be balanced in all things.
他告诉我，当我越来越年纪老的时候，我越来越相信我们生命的意义不在于在一些的事上变成更深层，而在于所有的事上变得更平衡。
And that's what the tempering and forging process does.
这就是这个回炉跟那个铸造的过程所造成的东西。
It pounds out all the impurities that aren't necessary or good for you.
它把我们生命当中不需要跟不好的杂质都捶打出来。
And in addition, all the hammering normalizes the metal so that there is no single weak point.
而且这种捶打的过程使一块金属变得更加的像一块正常的金属，它没有一个点是脆弱的。
So God is working to make you more mature and complete so that you won't have a single point of failure.
这也是神用同样的方式使我们变得更加完备和成全，我以至于我们生命当中没有一个地方是有失败的地方。
So to finish, what does a mature and complete person look like?
让我再说一说一个成熟跟完备的人是怎么样。
See, maturity is characterized by character and integrity.
一个成熟的标志就是品格和人格完整。
Another way to say this is you are both the same inside your house and outside of it.
或者我们简单的说，就是你在你家里跟外面是一样。
You live and act the same whether you're alone or whether there are 1,000 people watching you.
你不管是你自己一个人还是面对的1,000个人，你都过一个同样的生活。
So to be mature, you have to have wisdom.
但是呢，我们要成为一个成熟的人，我们是需要智慧的。
That's why verse 5 says, if any of you lacks wisdom, you should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to you.
这就是第五节说的，你们中间若有缺少智慧的，应当求那厚赐与众人也不斥责人的神，主就必赐给他。
Wisdom is the key to those who want to move on to maturity.
其实智慧是我们是任何人要成为一个成熟人的一个关键。
So if you think about it, wisdom and knowledge aren't the same things.
其实我们仔细想一想的话，我们的智慧和我们的知识不是一样东西。
Instead of just knowing things, wisdom is the correct use of knowledge.
不是单单我们知道事情，智慧让我们正确的运用这些知识。
Just having a lot of knowledge doesn't actually mean you can make good decisions.
如果我们单单有很多的知识，这并不保证我们可以做很好的决定。
See, the more you know, the harder it is to decide on something because you're always worried that you don't know enough.
其实我们知道的越多，有的时候我们越难做一个决定，因为我们总是觉得我们知道的不够多。
Too much information makes you doubt, blown and tossed by the wind of the newest fads, the latest research, the breaking news.
其实当我们收到太多的资讯的话，其实使我们经常反而有怀疑，我们经常倒来倒去的想，经常对新的潮流搞不定，对最新的研究也搞不定，有的时候对那个最新的新闻反而使我们更加的有怀疑。
And that makes you double-minded, unstable in all you do.
其实这使我们心怀二意，反而使我们变成一个非常不稳定的人。
But having wisdom keeps you firm and on the right path.
但是如果我们有智慧的话，就可以使我们很坚定地走在一个正确的路上。
So to sum up, when you face trials or temptations of any kind, pray to God for wisdom.
所以呢，我这个总结一下，当我们面对任何挑战的时候，任何试炼的时候，我们向神祷告，求智慧。
And that's how you come out stronger, more mature, more like Jesus.
这样的话，我们就会变成一个更坚强的人，变成更一个成熟的人，更像主耶稣基督。
So consider the trials and temptations as you face as challenges, as opportunities.
所以我们应当把我们生命当中的试炼当成一个挑战，也当成机会。
Or as James puts it, consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters.
或就像雅各说的，我们落在百般试炼中，都要以为大喜乐。
So in review, today we spoke about the purpose of trials, which to make us stronger.Make us more complete and mature.
我再总结一下，今天我们讲了这个试炼的目的，就是使我们变得更坚强，使我们变得成全和完备。
Then we said that temptations are not from God, but are from our own desires and our unwillingness to trust that God has a good plan for our lives.
接下来我们谈了一下，就是试炼不是从神来的，但是从我们的私欲而来，和对神良善缺乏信心而来。
And our application is consider these trials and temptations as challenges and opportunities that make us mature and stronger Christians.
今天我们的经文的应用就是把这些试炼试探当作是我们的挑战和机会，然后我们可以成为通过这些，我们可以成为更成熟的基督徒。
So let me close with this. We probably all heard about the tragedy that befell our missionary Hao Dong, leaving behind his wife and four small kids.
也许我们大家都已经听到我们热爱的宣教士郝东的事情，他离开了我们，留下了四个孩子和太太。
And we've been praying for Ernest, who is suffering or who is battling cancer.
我们也一直在为吴弟兄祷告，他得了癌症。
And Roy, who needs several surgeries while worrying about his daughter who has leukemia.
我们也在为Roy 祷告，他自己需要做手术，这同时他也是在照顾他女儿。
There are dozens of other examples of suffering that we can bring up in this church alone.
其实有很多在我们教会里，有很多很多的人都在经过很多的艰难的时候。
We don't know why these things happen, why there are such trials going on in the lives of our church family.
我们真的是不知道为什么这些事情在发生，为什么这点试炼都在我们教会的家庭当中发生。
But we have to trust that God is doing something great in their lives.
但是我们只能相信上帝在他们生命当中做一些非常奇妙的工作。
Making something beautiful out of the pain, loss, and suffering.
我们 知道神一定从这些痛苦啊和失去家人的事情当中做出啊生出一些很造出一些很美丽的事情了。
Making them more like his son, Jesus Christ.
就使我们使他们更像主耶稣基督。
So as verse 12 says, Blessed is the one who perseveres under trial, because having stood the test, he will receive the crown of life that the Lord has promised to those who love him.
就像第十二节这样说，忍受试探的人是有福的，因为他经过试验以后必得生命的冠冕，这是主应许给那些爱他之人的。
So you too, when that storm comes into your life, when and the wind is smashing up against your face.
就像我们每一个人，当你的生命遇到风暴的时候，当这些就像风一样刀割在你的脸上。
Be like the buffalo who, when a blizzard comes slashing through, instead of running away or turning away from the storm, the buffalo faces the storm and leans into the wind.
让我们就像那些美国水牛一样，当这些大风来的时候，他们并不逃跑，也不转向，反而他们面向着风，迎风而上。
He stands his ground and pushes against the wind so that the storm is actually holding him up and he won't fall over.
他坚定地站在这个土地上，把努力地往前顶着风而行。这样的话，这个风暴反而把它拖住了他不会倒下。
But more than that, his muscles grow stronger as he stands against the storm. That means he can persevere longer the more he endures.
其实比这个更多的事情是，当他站立非常稳的时候，当他在风里不断走的时候，他的肌肉变得更加的强壮，他可以忍受更长的时间。
So my challenge to you, when you face a storm in your life, don't hide from it, don't run away.Rather lean into the wind.
这就是我对大家的挑战，就是说，当我们面对生命当中风暴的时候，不要躲藏，不要逃跑，反而要迎风而上。
So let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Dear Father, we thank you for your word, teaching us that we should consider it joy when trials and temptations come to our lives.
我们亲爱的天父，我们感谢你给我们你的话语来教导我们，如在我们生命当中有风暴的时候，我们要当作喜乐。
Father, help us to take these hardships that we face as a challenge, and help us to lean into the wind, not giving up or giving in.
我们亲爱的天父，教导我们也教导我们，当我们面对这些试探的时候，我们把它当作是我们生命当中的挑战，也帮助我们。迎风而上，不要放弃。
In the end, we can become stronger, more mature, and more complete, like your son.
最后，我们就像你的儿子一样，成为更完备和更坚强。
We thank you and we praise you.
我们感谢你，我们也赞美你。
In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray.
我们耶稣基督名求，阿门。
Amen.